This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Let's go!
Let's go!
It's time for the Swain Event with your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All of you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give me 2 pounds and a Ric Flair.
Deep down the middle's got his man, and he's gone. Jason Swain, touchdown.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America, 1180 WVLZ Knoxville. SwainEvent.com is where you can check us out on your laptop, desktop, Swain Event app, free for Android and Apple devices. Check us out there on the app. Listen wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you can check us out there on the Swain Event app. And also, Swain Event TV is driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. Brad Matthews, Charlie Burris, in today. Oh, man, oh, man.
Is it going to be another day of just therapy? It seemed we got a lot of tweets yesterday during and after that show of just like, it feels good to hear a lot of people who feel the same way that I do.
Yeah.
So we were happy to help yesterday, no doubt about that. But maybe we can move on a little bit past the therapy session and actually dive into what happened in this game. Maybe a little bit of what Butch Jones said yesterday, because it was interesting, that's for sure. Maybe that is that the right word?
Yeah, we can use that word. We can use that word. I have heard a lot of press conferences in the last 5 years. I have ignored more press conferences in the last 5 years. I have laughed at comments. I've just simply shook my head at comments. I have questioned comments. And yesterday was different. Yesterday was different than anything I've experienced in the last 5 years of listening to our football coach talk about the game of football. It absolutely made no sense yesterday. This Tennessee fan base, is not Old Dominion. It's not Tennessee Tech State A&M Community College. Football wasn't just added to the list of sports yesterday. This is a very, very knowledgeable fan base. Our fans, their world revolves around Tennessee football. And to hear some of the things that were said yesterday, I feel bad for the fans who actually believe it, to be honest. I've never in my life heard that you needed to practice a quarterback snap on the center to run a quarterback sneak. Not only that, Jerry Guantano was under center last week. Jerry Guantano has practiced on the center all fall camp. The explanations yesterday didn't make any sense. And as I think about what's happened over the last couple of years with transfers and then the debacle with Jalen Hurd, I think I understand what's going on completely. Now, I did before anyways, but I think the public now knows what's going on. Brad, nice cut, by the way. I think the world knows. I wish I had some coffee. I think the world knows, the public knows kind of what's going on. I think they got a better sense of what's going on yesterday with some of the answers to easy, obvious questions like the Garantano situation. Quentin Dormady, yesterday during the show, was watching a first down and goal, and Quentin Dormady checked out of the play into the passing play instead of running the football. And Coach Jones confirmed that yesterday. And boy, it seemed like he didn't have any problem letting people know that it wasn't him. It was Quentin Dormady that did that. And
I can read the exact quote of what he said.
Yeah, go for it.
Right. He said, "We had a run play called. They were a 70% heavy pressure football team with all out cover zero blitz. So they have a couple of individuals that you can't account for in your run scheme. So we knew that going in. Would we have liked to run the football there? Absolutely. Then the plan was on second down to get underneath center and do a quarterback sneak or run the football outside. Quentin tweaks his knee, and we didn't think it was fair for Jarrett Guarantano to have to go into the game and do an underneath center snap when he didn't have time to practice the underneath center snap." He's just admitting that you didn't, one quarterback didn't practice. And this, what really rubbed me here is that all offseason, when asked, particularly to the question when they were asked if they were going to run a two-quarterback system over and over and over again, Butch and Mike Canales both said, just both quarterbacks have to be ready at all times. They have to be ready to go into the game. Everyone is one snap away from being the starting quarterback of this football team or whatever they said, just pounded that point. And you didn't practice Jarrett Guarantano under center? What?
Charlie, it's not true. It's not truthful.
He ran a play under center against Indiana State.
It's not truthful.
Whether he practiced it or not, he ran one against Indiana State.
Either way you go with it, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Because on one hand, why do you not practice under center, even if that's true? But it's not true. There's no way that can be true. No way. If we're having trouble in obvious situations answering questions in public, what do you think is being said in private? That's what I've been thinking about all day yesterday. It made me stop what I was doing and go to the liquor store because I needed a drink. I'm not even kidding. Like, I stopped what I was doing. I didn't watch the press conference. I saw comments. I saw quotes on Twitter. I stopped what I was doing. Cleaning, I stopped. I put the brush down, put the soap down. I stopped. And I went to the liquor store and bought me some Crown. And then on my way back home, I couldn't wait any longer, so I stopped at Dead End just to get a beer. I needed a drink that bad when I saw these comments because they were that terrible. It's not fair to Jarrett.
Not at all.
You know what's not fair to Jarrett? Tell him he's going to play the first game of the season and then not playing him. You know what's not fair? Is having a writer question the manhood of one of your players and no one defending him. That's not fair to a player. Quentin Dormady being thrown on the bus, that ain't fair either. A lot of answers just didn't make a lot of sense yesterday. Quarter coverage, last play of the game. That wasn't quarter coverage. That was cover two. That was cover two, man. It was two safeties back deep. And you had a corner playing up. Two corners playing up. That wasn't quarters. That was cover two. So it's these like obvious fibs, and the fans are not dumb. They're not dumb at all. They're smart. There's no excuse for what happened there on the goal line. And I'm not blaming Dormady, because Dormady was obviously given the green light. He was given the green light to do that. Now, you would think a junior quarterback would have a little bit more awareness. Hey, man, John Kelly's next to me. This is 1 yard. Who cares if it's zero coverage? John Kelly, on probably one of the worst calls of the game, took a third down and one shotgun lateral pitch and picked up 1 yard when he was tackled at the line of scrimmage. He fell forward for a yard and got a first down. You mean tell me we can't do that on the goal line? The explanations / fibs are at an all-time high. They're terrible. They make no sense. They make no sense. And this week you play UMass. It's not like you play Georgia where you could just, okay, we can shake this ugly loss off by playing a quality football team. No, we can't even do that because we're playing UMass. We're playing a stinky football team in UMass. Yeah, I call them stinky. It's a basketball program. I'm sure they had a good moment here or there. It's UMass. How do you wipe that ugly win off when you're playing UMass? 865-337-7615, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline, Swain Event TV, driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. Be right back.
Listen up, it's tailgating time in Tennessee. But most importantly, team, you're going to need to supercharge that tailgate and the truck it's attached to with a refinanced auto loan from Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union with their Got Debt Supercharged promotion. They'll give you up to $500 for your debt.
Are you serious, coach?
That's right, Johnny. Alcoa 10 will pay you up to $500 for your debt. Now, let's get out there and get supercharged. Say it with me. Supercharged! Supercharged! Supercharged!
ATFCU is an equal housing lender.
By now, you know that Mooyah has the best burgers in Knoxville. Their beef is never frozen, they have all-natural turkey burgers and black bean veggie burgers, not to mention they make their buns in-house every day. But now, you can also get 100% all-beef hot dogs or, wait for it, all-natural chicken sandwiches. Trust me, these chicken sandwiches put chicken restaurants to shame. So stop into Mooyah and taste the difference. Located at 7301 Kingston Pike, right by Better Mac.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain Event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones.
See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Insipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Germany is at the center of European geography, politics, and economics. The mixing of cultures that shaped Germany have created a delightful cuisine that is unsurpassed. No other East Tennessee restaurant embodies Germany's rich culinary traditions better than Restaurant Linderhof. From Oktoberfest and throughout the year, you can enjoy bratwurst, schnitzel, and other fine German dishes at our restaurant or with our catering. To see the menu or learn more about Restaurant Linderhof, check us out online at restaurantlinderhof.com and like us on Facebook.
All right, let's get to Kenny on the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Kenny, good morning.
What's up, man? Hey, just give me a little time, guys. I got to tell y'all something so funny, man.
Go ahead.
Look, it's just amazing to me. Well, I guess it's not funny. It's kind of a trip. It's just amazing to me, man, how you could tell the homer stations versus whatever, man. Okay, you know I had to listen to the stuff all day long, right? Now, my boys down here, you know, 3G and all them, man, they pretty much just ripping the coach. I'm talking about just ripping them, right? And, of course, you know, you guys, you know, y'all said y'all little thing, but there's another station up there in Knoxville that I listen to every night and see what they say, man. And, oh, man, they was just, like, just having everything. They were saying it was peaches and cream, but they was just, like, giving the coaches passes and everything. And, you know, and here's my point. I'm going to make a good point, y'all. This is a great point. All right, okay. Why in the NFL do they have third down backs? Tell me, Jason. Why?
Third down backs?
Yeah, a third down back, because they catch the ball better than the guy, than
correct,
the main guy, right?
Yes.
And that's pretty much what it is?
Yes.
I mean, unless you're Jamal Charles. Now, I mean, to put John Kelly in that situation, I'm not saying he can't catch the ball, but I don't think, I mean, to me, I'd rather have Tyler Bird out there trying to catch that ball when it's thrown behind him versus having John Kelly do it.
Correct.
So my point is that, you know, if you know, it's up to the coaches to put the best players in the situation that you're trying, you know what I'm saying, in a play that you're trying to get accomplished, not put a guy in there who you know might not catch a ball that's thrown behind him. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you can't not I mean, John Kelly in that situation, he catches that ball 9 times out of 10. John Kelly's a great pass catcher. Now, if you're Mike Canales, you got to tell your quarterback, listen, we have to spoon feed our running backs. I don't care if the running backs have good hands or not. You have to spoon feed running backs. They're so used to getting handoffs. A pass like that, they're not used to getting passes like that. So you got to make sure it's on the money, which is why I've questioned why Quentin Dormady is still throwing off his back foot.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, that's something that we saw in week one, we saw it in week two, and it bit us in week three. It was a combination of a bad throw and a bad catch by John Kelly. That's not necessarily on Butch Jones, but you got to harp on those little things in practice. And if a quarterback is not willing to take that coaching and improve, then he has to suffer the consequences. And suffering the consequences is sitting on the bench. Because if you don't do the little things right, little things become big things. And we saw that on that play. Little thing became a big thing. And John Kelly catches that most of the time. He didn't, but the throw could have been better too. Dormady could have stepped up in the pocket, taken a lick, and delivered a perfect pass to John Kelly in the numbers, and Tennessee wins the football game. So it's on Dormady and John Kelly on that particular play, but I'm not faulting them for the game itself, the entire game, I still put the blame on the coaches.
Yeah, man, it's just, you know, that's my point, Jason. I mean, I guess I miss the old days, man, when Coach Fuller, man, I remember when he started Schaefer and Ainge, two true freshmen, man. He didn't care about pulling the trigger, man. Whoever he felt was the best player, he put out there. That's my opinion. That's the way I saw it.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the phone call, Kenny.
All right, man.
I don't know what's going to happen with the quarterback situation. I said it yesterday. I don't understand why Guarantano didn't play more than what he did. Don't know why he can't take a snap on the center and just fall forward. But I'm sure I'm not the only person to have that question. Let's go back to the Be Dry Waterproofing Hotline, and let's bring in Andre. Andre, good morning, man.
How you doing, Swain?
I'm good, man. How you doing, Andre?
Doing good. I called in last week. I had to call in again today.
Let's hear it,
Coach
man.
Coach Jones is really like, he's trying to like some suckers. He's sitting there, we're watching the game. We knew exactly what happened, and he comes out and gives us the bogus answer. Like, think about this. The whole summer, he preached details, accountability, toughness. Details would have shown Coach Jones that Dormady was throwing off his back foot. Details would have shown Coach Jones that Kelly could not be stopped the whole game, so keep on trying. Accountability would have told Jones to fess up at the press conference and say that he messed up, but he didn't. Toughness. He will not run the ball in the red zone. Do you remember last year, App State, we struggling in the red zone, and Jobs tried to be the hero and dive over the goal line. Jalen Hurd saved the ball and magically got a touchdown. I think that was the start when Jalen was like, Coach is not going to give me the ball. And that's when it all went downhill from there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm wondering – I'm sorry if I'm talking too
much. No, go ahead. You're great. Go.
I'm wondering how Jalen Hurd came from Tennessee, five-star recruit. That was my guy. You know what I'm saying? If you was watching Tennessee then, that's who you root for. So how you go over your junior year about to be the all-time career rushing leader and you just quit the team out of nowhere, what does that tell you? Only time I ever wanted to quit a team was because of Coach. Not the players, not what was happening around me. You know what I mean? The coach is the only person that can make you really want to quit.
Yeah. What the Hurd thing told me is Hurd didn't handle it perfectly, but neither did the grown men, and it was 100% on Hurd. And I'm telling you, last game, Florida game, and then yesterday's comments, I think really opened people's eyes about what's going on. And what these players, what they deal with every single day. I mean, it's clear as day what we saw, and Coach Jones was telling us that we didn't see that we didn't see cover two.
Exactly. I've never felt that bad about a loss, except the last Florida game. I'm sitting there watching the game, 4th and 18, Callaway butt naked, beating everybody down the sideline. I'm watching the game this week. I look up, butt naked. Cleveland down the sideline. Good Lord. Tell everybody to get back. You play corner. I don't care if you cover two or not. If you ain't got nobody, one person on your side of the field, you ride with him and keep going. Right or wrong.
That was not the best coverage to be in right there. I mean, it's 6 seconds.
Martin,
to go.
Man, Martin is so bruh. I want to root for him so bad, but come on, guys. Come on, guys.
Hey, and I appreciate the phone call, Andre. Thank you. And I guess you're in a moment and, like, you're in cover two, so you're thinking, okay, man, dude just crossed my face. I gotta account for this guy because that's my responsibility. This guy just jumped in my zone. And then you just instinctually make that move. But it's like, no, man, it's only 6 seconds to go. The only thing that could beat us is a touchdown here. And if they complete that pass – it's a really, 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 really long field goal. The explanation from Coach Jones was god awful. It was bad. It was bad.
Well, really, you can even simplify any analysis of that and just say, and I may have said this yesterday on the show, but Mike Abernathy, all he had to do was just push Tyree Cleveland down.
He was out of position.
That was literally it. He just had to.
He wasn't close to him to do it. He was out of position. He was.
I'd have to go back and watch it.
He'd have to literally dive at his feet and hope that he picked his shoestring to have a chance at picking up the
PI
call.
If it works, it works.
Yeah.
You know?
But still.
Because it just would have been 15 yards. They still would have been way out of
field
goal range.
Michael was his feet were not moving at one point. The old adage is, if I'm leaving, if we're even, I'm leaving. So if I'm running full speed and your feet is not moving, I'm going to run past you. If we're even, I'm leaving. And Micah was out of position because that dude was screaming up middle of the football field. And Micah was not getting depth. So he was going to get beat. He was out of position. He couldn't even – he wasn't even close to him enough to grab him to even get a pass interference call. He wasn't close.
Agreed. Great call, though.
I'm going to pull this up again and see – because I guess my memory of it, I watched it probably four or five times after the fact. But
I thought the same thing. Like, hey, man, grab him. Bite him. Hold him. Trip him.
He had to
do
lay
something.
Out
throw
and
a
maybe
cleat
get
at him.
Lucky.
Take your cleat off and throw it at him.
Pull a Happy Gilmore.
Take your helmet off.
Ever stabbed anybody with a skate?
I mean, whatever you got to do. But he wasn't close enough to do that. Like, he wasn't. Because the receiver was running full speed. Micah was not getting depth. At all. I mean, you look at it right here. Look at him. See? He's
not close when the pass is in the air. Right there at the end, he probably could have pushed him down.
Charlie, no.
Charlie,
he wasn't close to him. He wasn't. He couldn't.
And where are his eyes? Is it following the ball or watching the receiver?
Yeah.
And at this point, you have to time that perfectly if you're watching the receiver and not getting your head around to pick up the PI call, knowing that this is a catchable ball and not out of the back of the end zone. I'm not just giving away our team here.
Boom.
Who?
Couldn't catch back up.
Who was that guy that collapsed down?
That was
Justin Martin.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's get Matt. Matt, good morning.
Swain, what's up? Good morning.
What's up, Matt? How you doing, man?
Love you, guy. Listen to you on the way to work every morning. So
thank you.
It's nice.
Thank you.
So I thoroughly enjoy the show. But it's been steaming about a couple things. I got steaming a midpoint season last year, and season ticket holder. I wasn't able to go to any games last year because I was deployed, but watched them all overseas and thoroughly cheered with a couple Tennessee fans.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, no problem. But I think it all comes down to the coaches and their ability to develop players. For you to be there for 5 years now and the top 10, top 5 recruiting classes that you have pulled into this university, the players that we have had, and you can't win the East with the talent that's on that roster, the talent that's been on this roster for the last couple years, some of your prestigious coaches would have won national championships all day long.
Correct.
And, you know, talking about Hurd, and I was kind of mad at Hurd last year, and I was a huge Hurd fan. Mm-hmm. Loved the guy. But, you know, you go look back and how they utilized Hurd. They ran him to the sidelines. You got a 240-pound back, you're going to run to the sidelines and try to get him to cut up field. Like, they never really gave him his bruising, you know, plays to just run people over consistently. And, you know, you look at Kamara, I mean, he's killing it in the NFL. I mean, he's about to get that starting job at the Saints if he keeps it up.
Yep.
You know, they're utilizing him all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't use him until Hurd basically quit. That's the only time he truly got the amount of touches that he should have been getting all along.
Yep.
But, you know, what it comes down to, I think Butch is really in over his head, and I just think he's hit his ceiling of what he could accomplish at Tennessee. And, you know, we think of the home games we have left. We have Georgia, South Carolina, LSU, and Vandy. And the fans are already kind of reeling after that Florida game. UMass, they're probably going to be a sleeper just like the Indiana State game. And then I'll be there for Georgia. But I tell you what, if Butch pulls a Florida against Georgia or we get embarrassed by Georgia at home, Neyland Stadium is going to let them know. And it's going to be a rough uphill battle. Vandy's looking good. Kentucky's no slouch. You know, we could be going into the Vandy game at risk of not making a bowl. And
hopefully that doesn't
happen. I think at that, I think at that point, you know, Curry's got a decision to make, but go Vols and pull for the boys. I know they put in the effort.
That's right.
It's tough.
It is tough.
Because you want them to be successful, and you just see these failures of execution, but I don't think it's the players execute. I think it's the development of the players is why they're not executing, because they're not coached up right.
Matt, I really appreciate your call, man, and thank you for your service.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank y'all.
Thank you, man. 865-337-7615.
Well, we got to take a break, but here's a question that I had, and I had this conversation on Twitter yesterday. Is it ever okay to criticize a player at the college level? And I say no, because in every instance, it always comes back to the coach. I have an explanation for this, and I want to see what you think about it. I want to get your take on my take on this.
Okay, well, we'll take a break. We'll go to Jay on the B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline when we return, and then we'll hear what Charlie has to say there. 865-337-7615 is the number to the B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Swain Events, fueled by Data and Barbecue, and Swain Event TV, driven by Toyota Knoxville.
Hour one of the Swain event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Level Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
By now, you know that Mooyah has the best burgers in Knoxville. Their beef is never frozen, they have all-natural turkey burgers and black bean veggie burgers, not to mention they make their buns in-house every day. But now, you can also get 100% all-beef hot dogs or, wait for it, all-natural chicken sandwiches. Trust me, these chicken sandwiches put chicken restaurants to shame. So stop into Mooyah and taste the difference. Located at 7301 Kingston Pike, right by Better Mattress.
Germany is at the center of European geography, politics, and economics. The mixing of cultures that shaped Germany have created a delightful cuisine that is unsurpassed. No other East Tennessee restaurant embodies Germany's rich culinary traditions better than Restaurant Linderhof. From Oktoberfest and throughout the year, you can enjoy bratwurst, schnitzel, and other fine German dishes at our restaurant or with our catering. To see the menu or learn more about Restaurant Linderhof, check us out online at restaurantlinderhof.com and like us on Facebook.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Insipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technician to see how we can get your phone working today. Whether you're hosting a cookout or just relaxing with your family, you don't want to be bothered by ants. Unfortunately, they are terrible this time of the year, and sometimes the problem can become worse with the over-the-counter sprays. Southeast Termite and Pest Control has a solution for that pesky ant issue. Whether you need a one-time treatment or monthly treatment, Southeast Termite and Pest Control has you covered. They offer different treatments for different types of ants. There's no salesman to deal with, so homeowners, you deal directly with the technician that provides the service, and the owners at Southeast Termite and Pest Control are available every day. Don't let ants interrupt your good time. Contact Southeast Termite and Pest Control at 865-925-3700 or online at southeasttermite.com.
No one will be selling pre-owned vehicles for less this month than Beatty Chevrolet. Find massive pre-owned savings on over 250 vehicles. Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, Fords, Nissans, Jeeps, Subarus, and more. Save up to 50% off original MSRP. 50% off. Like this pre-owned 16 Chevy Malibu, now $13,995. And a pre-owned 14 Hyundai Santa Fe, $15,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Hyundai Santa Fe, stock number P62279A, Malibu, stock number P6311, plus tax, activity, subject to prior sales, savings include all manufacturer, dealer incentives, and rebates. Not all buyers will qualify with the preferred CD. For details.
Charlie Burris here. If you ever see me wearing a cool Tennessee-themed t-shirt on the show or out around town, I can tell you, it came from nothing too fancy. These guys have the most awesome vintage-style men's and women's t-shirt designs for all ages. From the TriStar to Sunsphere to Norris Lake, they have apparel for everything that you love about East Tennessee. And they don't just have t-shirts either. They also have blankets, glassware, koozies, stickers, and more. Find all of the incredible stuff that Nothing Too Fancy has to offer at 435 Union Avenue in downtown Knoxville or at nothingtoofancy.com. You'll love it. I promise everyone will be asking you where you got that cool t-shirt from. Again, it's Nothing Too Fancy, 435 Union Avenue in downtown Knoxville or nothingtoofancy.com.
You're listening to The Swain Event.
From now on, it's Magic Man and El Diablo.
What's Diablo mean?
It's like Spanish for like a fighting chicken.
Fueled by Dead End Barbecue on Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ, and SwainEvent.com.
All right, let's get to Jay on the B Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Jay, good morning.
Hey, good morning, man. Swain, I came into this season open-minded and wanting to, you know, still give Butch a chance, but it was a make or break it year as far as me supporting him and my on what he did. But this Florida game was the game that broke the camel's back for me. I no longer support Butch. I no longer think that he is the right man for this job. And it's not that we just lost to Florida. It's how we lost, and it's, you know, leaving the game, another game under Butch Jones. And I use the term not as a human being, not as a father, not as anything other than a coach. It's not a personal attack. Incompetent and negligent. And that it's just one too many times. He doesn't live up to his own standards. He talks about own it. He doesn't own anything. He talks about details, accountability, and toughness. He's shown time and time again that he doesn't pay attention to the details, to the finer details, and he makes serious coaching miscues that cost us games. And it ain't rocket science, the things that he doesn't do well. A lot of it's just common sense. And I'm thankful for the good things that Butch has done, because he has done good things. Mm-hmm. He's served a purpose, but he has taken us as far as he can go, in my opinion. And this Georgia game, Swain, is huge. Because now, if he wins this game, he could go on a run. Because if he wins this Georgia game, the only other team that I think should beat us, just from a talent perspective, is probably Alabama. LSU looks pretty pedestrian. So he could go on a run. But if he loses this Georgia game, we're out of the SEC East race by September. We're not winning the SEC East if we lose this Georgia game. We're out of the – Tennessee is out of the SEC East in September. In year five of a rebuilding job. I mean, it's just, if anyone honestly thinks that Butch Jones is still the guy to lead us to Atlanta, you're just drinking the Kool-Aid at this point, and you're not looking at things objectively and just looking at things for what they really are, in my opinion. And you say, well, if he goes 8-4, let's keep him next year. When does that ever work out? He will obviously be on the hot seat and coaching for his job next year. When has that ever worked out at any school when a coach is basically coaching for his job? When has it ever turned out to be roses and daisies? He always gets fired. Recruiting will suffer. Nobody will come here because they know he's coaching for his job, if that's the case next year. It never works out. The odds will tell you that it doesn't work out. Swain, in my opinion, it's just time. If he loses this Georgia game, it's time. Make the move. Get a head start, be proactive, because you're going to lose to Alabama. You are out of the SEC East in September.
Hey, Jay, I appreciate the phone call. I understand exactly where you're coming from. I don't disagree with your point of view. I can see why you said that. You can't be out of the SEC East race in September. you can't do that. That'll be two games behind everyone else. That would be a really tough spot to be in.
I can already tell you, if he loses to Georgia, because at that point we got to be honest, you would pretty much be out of the SEC East race, even though technically you're not. I mean, I will probably, almost out of necessity, have to be of the opinion. At that point, you're delaying the inevitable. With Butch Jones, you're out of the SEC East race in year five. He makes a great point there. It just kind of is what it is. It's a results-based business, and it's business. It's not personal. You know, you got to make that decision.
After the show yesterday, I probably was talking either on the phone or talking to someone until 2 o'clock. I almost lost my voice yesterday. I can tell you, Butch Jones is in trouble. He's in trouble. That game, he's in trouble. From people I've talked to, he is in trouble. Let's get to David. David, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, David.
Hey, I'm going to throw a couple things out there, and I'm going to get off here and let you talk on them.
Okay.
Number one, I can't stand listening to him in an interview. It's like talking to Siri sometimes on my phone. Everything seems rehearsed. It seems like he believes his own mess. Number two, we keep talking about Florida, but last year the same thing happened against Georgia. Josh Dobbs and Juan Jennings just bailed us out. They scored with like 19 seconds left on a Jacob Eason pass.
Yeah.
And number three, what I'm concerned about is the longer we hang on to them, we're going to lose a lot of talent transferring, decommits, because they're going to see what's going on, and then we're not going to have quite the stable of players that's going to be an attractive position for a new coach. I just want to throw those things out there and get off here. I'm heading to work, but y'all have a good morning, guys.
Hey, thank you, David. I also see David's points, too. You look at the recruiting class, and it's good. It looks good. It's in good shape.
They have been good.
But those other coaches of the schools, they're licking their chops. They're calling those recruits. Hey, you see that? Man, you see Tyler Byrd? Do you think Tennessee's going to get another grad transfer anytime soon? What's going on with Shaq Wiggins? Do you think Tennessee is going to get another grad transfer under Coach Jones when you look at what's going on with Shaq Wiggins? No. And other schools will use that. I've been in recruiting. I've seen it. I went through it. They'll use anything. They'll make up stuff. They'll lie on other schools to get you to come there. This is easy for them to say, hey, man, look at that. You don't want to play for that. You don't want to do that. You don't want to go there and not be utilized. Oh, man, we'll use your talents better. You don't want to be Jalen Hurd. You don't want to be Alvin Kamara. You don't want to be, you know, this guy or that guy. What about Tyler Byrd? I mean, that is what goes on so much. So I'm not saying make a move right now because you're afraid the recruiting is going to suffer. But, man, if Butch Jones loses against Georgia, John Curry is in a really, really interesting position. Because now, and you may be working the back channels, you're not just competing on Saturdays. You're going to have to compete with other schools who may be looking for a new coach. What is Texas A&M going to do? I mean, Kevin Sumlin, I don't see him lasting. So if you're John Curry, do you try to beat other schools? Do you try to be the school?
I mean, you're talking Auburn, Arkansas probably will be open.
It possibly can be. I mean,
I think Arkansas is Auburn. I mean, they struggled against Mercer over the weekend.
I understand.
That's,
you know, they just kicked off Sean White for one incident, which is weird.
Yeah.
But if you're John Curry, do you try to beat everyone else to the punch when you have all these available coaches out there? That's when it gets tricky. That's a honest, fair question to ask John Curry. How is his team going to respond? Are they still listening to the coaches? They'll beat UMass down, but how they come out against Georgia? They might come out flat against UMass. Thanks for the phone call, Jay and David. You guys bring up some really good points. Some points that I've thought about. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. With Attaboy coming up next, be right back.
Hour one of the Swain event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the level road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
It's going to be partly sunny today with a high near 86 and a low around 65. There is a 20% chance of rain tomorrow with a high near 84 and a low around 65. Thursday, that 20% continues with mostly sunny skies and a high in the mid-80s. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by BeDry. If your basement is wet or cracked, BeDry can help. BeDry.com. Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give BeDry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, BeDry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. BeDry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call BeDry. Reach out to BeDry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call BeDry. If you bleed orange and your favorite song is Rocky Top, then it's time to make a trip to Alumni Hall. Look your best this season with new selections from Nike, Nike Golf, Cutter and Buck, even orange and white fashion dresses and tops for the ladies, not to mention Tennessee Yeti, and you can't forget options for the baby Vols. Be sure to shop at Alumni Hall in Paper Mill Plaza, Turkey Creek, and West Elm Mall for the best selection of Vols gear anywhere, or shop online 24/7 at alumnihall.com. Hey, they bleed orange too.
Hey Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay, okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
Let's face it, you've been wanting a boat for years, but between financing, insurance, and maintenance, owning a boat just isn't in the cards for some people. Luckily, there's Nautical Boat Club. From tri-tunes to tournament wake boats, members enjoy unlimited access to an entire fleet of brand new state-of-the-art boats, as well as all the wakeboards and water toys you'll ever need, all for a fraction of the cost of owning a boat. So if you're ready to get on the water today without having to buy a boat, give us a call at 865-234-0000 or visit us on the web at nauticalboatclub.com.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
You're a hell of a guy, man.
Now that's how you're supposed to drive. From that one, that's how you drive.
This kid can draw circles.
Don't remind yourself, nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Bam. Awesome. Phenomenal.
Attaboy.
A65-337-7615 BeDry Waterproofing Hotline. I want to get to let's get to Callaway's comments yesterday. Let's grab those. Marquez Callaway yesterday talked to the media, and he's a true sophomore, and he sounded like a fifth year senior with his comments. You know, over the summer, Jay Sean made some really good comments, and he just totally gets it. Marquez Callaway was asked about the fans, and he basically said the fans, he knows that they have their backs and they're upset just as we are, and he gets it. He doesn't buy into the me against the fan base, us against the fan base, because that's never the case. Everything that I've saw has been support for the players. And you know the players didn't play a perfect game. There were mistakes made. When you have 4- and 5-star athletes, 3-star athletes playing it in a game, it's going to be a game of mistakes on both sides. But like General Nealon said in the game Maxims, the team who makes the fewest mistakes will win. So there's mistakes on both sides. Tennessee made mistakes. We know the mistakes that were made. But those kids are not paid millions of dollars. The coaches are. They're paid to be professionals and not make mistakes to get their team beat. And that's the problem. And I thought Callaway's comments was, I thought they were great yesterday. So I'm giving him an attaboy. True sophomore. I don't think as a sophomore I would be able to come out and say things like that, man. I don't know if I was mature enough to do that as a sophomore, but.
And he was just honest. It wasn't, he didn't play the game that Butch Jones was playing. Because he's not in the same position, obviously, and so I doubt he felt the need to do that either. But I like seeing that a lot out of a player like that. I think that bodes well for his future. That's honestly, that's a big part of, if you're going to play at the next level, that's a big part of your job. And so I like seeing that out of Marquez Callaway, but it sucks that he had to do it, I guess, at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, because they lost the game, but I mean, you're at Tennessee. You are one of the top players. You have to answer questions when you lose. You have to answer questions when you win. It's part of being at a program like Tennessee. It's the next step down from being a professional at the NFL level. You got to answer tough questions. And I was in the same situation as a player. Had to answer questions when we lost. Had to answer questions when we win. And it's easier to answer when you win, obviously. But Callaway did a really good job answering those questions on yesterday. So he gets my attaboy for today.
Good attaboy. I like that attaboy a lot. I was also impressed at times with how Marquez Callaway got off press coverage on Saturday. Thought he did a good job. Didn't always get the ball, but thought he did a good job. My attaboy real quick goes to Von Miller coming into Sunday's game against the Cowboys. Von Miller was on a 5-game streak where he was sackless. This was a rare and the longest stretch where Von Miller had gone without a sack in a football game. So he recently attended children's ballet class to maybe gain inspiration for sack dances, to give him a little extra, push, a little extra adrenaline on the football field. Comes away with 2 sacks against the Cowboys on Sunday. Thought that was cool. Not only go hang out with the kids, but it's a ballet class. He's in there tiptoeing it around with all the girls in the tutus. I just think that's awesome. When a professional athlete can do that.
Yeah. He's a good player. Well, here, can I lay out my quick little spiel about criticizing players?
Y'all want to hear this?
So I said there is no situation where you can criticize the players. I will say it was a little clickbait for you to get folks to listen. Because
this is radio, Charlie.
I know, but we got to do things like that. I will admit fully.
You're still transitioning.
But here's my take on it. And I had this. I need to go back and see who I had this conversation with. Whoever brought this up to me on Twitter. But I talked to them about this yesterday. With the players, at the college level, it always, in every situation, no matter even if you criticize the players, it still comes back to the coaches. Because these players are amateurs, they're unpaid. Until they are paid, this opinion of mine will not change. I mean, it just can't, because it's not fair to the players. How I look at it is that if a player makes a bad play, you can say, oh, that player didn't execute. But that's as far as I'm going to go. Justin Martin has been ragged a bunch in these last 2 games. You can say, well, Justin Martin hasn't been great in these last 2 games. That's what I would say. There's the criticism of the players that I would say. But why is Justin Martin playing? Is there not somebody better behind him? That's the coach's fault. Why didn't you recruit somebody better than Justin Martin? Why didn't you coach Justin Martin better? Oh, you say, oh, well, Justin Martin is just uncoachable. That's not my problem. Recruit a different player. I can always pull it back to the coaches every single time, always. And the coaches make millions and millions and millions of dollars to coach these guys up to a high level. There are coaches out there that don't make excuses, that don't talk around these things, that own it all, that make their players go out and execute at a high level 95% of the time. So there's no excuse to me when you're making that much money, there's that much on the line, that you can't get your guys to play. You can say a player didn't execute, but that's as far as my criticism will go, because it can always come back to the coaches.
I think it depends on the situation, Charlie. You can have a perfect game plan. You can have the perfect call in a game where, as a coach, you've done everything in your power to put the guys in position to be successful, and the player just didn't make the play. I don't put that on a coach in that particular situation. I think every situation is different. I think if you look at the Florida game, you absolutely put it on the coaches. If we go in 2 weeks and we play Georgia and Larry Scott has a great scheme and Bob Shoop has a great scheme and Coach Jones is making some really good calls in games and Quentin Dormer's throwing picks and then we got fumbles and then we got missed tackles and we got bust assignments all over the place, then I kind of see what you're saying. You know, get somebody else in there, recruit somebody else. You can't recruit anybody midseason. But I look back at 2005, and yes, there were a lot of coaching mistakes, but we had some miscues. I mean, goodness gracious, we had Notre Dame, and my boy, my brother from another mother, who needed eye surgery, dropped 2 touchdown passes. That ain't on coaching right there. That's on the receiver not catching the ball. So I just think it depends. Depends on the situation. For the Florida game, absolutely. Absolutely on coaching. Highlighting a play that a player didn't make, I don't look at that as criticism to a point where it's like, oh my gosh, just, man, you're throwing a kid in the bus, you're ripping him. No, it's just saying, hey, you know, player got to be accountable too. I think it's levels to pointing out where a player made a mistake and ripping him or throwing him under the bus to please a coach. And I kind of know where you're going there, Charlie, where you got that from. What bothers me about this industry and this market is that you have so many competitive entities, so many competitive outlets that cover Tennessee that it would benefit a member, media member, to pump Sunshine. It would benefit them to be a mouthpiece for Coach Jones because they would get information. Coach Jones has that personality that where he doesn't want bad things said about him. And if you don't say bad things about him, he'll scratch your back a little bit. And we've seen that to be the case. And so what you see is you see these media members that have no problem throwing the kids under the bus because they don't answer to the kids. They only see the kids once in every blue moon.
I have a huge problem with that.
They don't see them face to face, but they deal with the coaches. They text with the coaches. They buddy-buddy with the coaches. They have this working relationship, so they have no problem with throwing the kids under the bus, blaming them because they don't have to answer to them. And that's the thing that bothers me, being a former player, is when I see this stuff going on.
Yep.
That's what bothers me. It's like, wait a minute. You going to throw these 18, 19, 20-year-old kids under the bus just to please the coach? When you know dang well the coach didn't do his responsibility? At least be fair. At least say it was on both sides. But you're so afraid of losing access. You so afraid of making the coach mad for speaking truth that you're willing to throw this amateur athlete under the bus and just totally blame him. That's where I come into play, and I defend the players a little bit. Because no one else does.
Somebody needs to.
Does anyone defend the players anymore? No. You know, media member defending the players. Because most of them got to answer to the coach. That's how they get the information. Hour two coming up.